Actually, I started with U.S. Grants Council when, in 1998 until just a few years ago, 3-4 years ago. I started when we introduced the sorghum into Jordan. That was back in 1988. The Jordanian government signed a contract with the Ministry of Supply. At that time, corn and sorghum and barley were subsidized by the government and controlled by the Ministry of Supply. So the American government at that time signed a contract with the Jordanian government to give Jordan like 350,000 tons of sorghum. Like a trial order at a very low price. So we held seven minor seminars and one major seminar at that time to introduce sorghum to the sheep farmers, to the poultry producers, layers and breeders. Everyone was happy with the quality, with the feed conversion ratio, with the performance, except some consumers complain about the color of yolk. You know, in Jordan they like the dark yellow color with sorghum, and at that time, you know, 1988 poultry industry in Jordan was not that advanced. So poultry producers didn't use pigmentations in the feed to add that color. From that time, you know, Jordan imports or poultry producers, traders, and feed millers import sorghum, you know, from time to time, depend on the price. If the spread is enough to cover the cost of pigmentation, they use sorghum and they import sorghum. If not, they stick with corn. They like our feed in Jordan is corn soybean meal feed, 65% to 70% corn, and the rest is 25-30% soybean meal, and like 5% or maybe less premix, which includes vitamins, minerals, etc. Now, going back to U.S. Grains Council, from that time, I think we achieved a lot of good results in Jordan. Not only in Jordan, in the region, to help poultry producers to improve their performance. Now, one of the good activities that we did at the beginning in 1988 was feed microscopy training course for both private sector and officials from Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Supply, Ministry of Trade, and Jordan Royal Scientific Society. You know, at that time, you know, feed microscopy was something, you know, new in not only in the region, maybe worldwide. So it helped the farmers to have a quick idea and visual idea about the quality of corn and soybean meal. That activity was combined between joint venture between US Grains Council and American Soybean Association. Now, during the Ministry of Agriculture time, when the corn was subsidized and controlled by the government, Jordan used to import 100% US corn. When they liberalized the corn, you know, unfortunately, poultry producers, feed millers, and traders shift 100% to the Argentinian corn for a couple of years only. Why they shifted to Argentinian corn? Because Argentinian corn has less broken kernels, and poultry producers at that time used it to look at the corn. If they like it themselves, as if they want to eat it, they buy it. If they don't like it, they don't buy it. Another reason, because during the Ministry of Agriculture, during the Ministry of Supply time, all U.S. corn used to be imported at, you know, during the American crop, American season. So from September to April, and they keep it for a long time without good storage, without good handling. So poultry producers used to receive it as if it is 100% broken.